there's a great fitting story to this club.
Let's talk a little bit about the slider.
Let's dive into the fitting aspects of this club.
This is Tinkering 201.
You heard it here first.
Some golfers aren't going to be sure which driver head they should go to. Let's start talking about that.
I like them straight.
I like them long.
All right, AJ, enough chit-chat.
This is a Fitting Room podcast with your hosts, Nate Adelman and AJ Volpel.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? You are in the Fitting Room. I am your host, AJ Volpel, alongside Nate Adelman. And Nate, pretty excited about this episode coming up because it's part three of a very special series.
Well, AJ, we a while back asked the Callaway community, mm-hmm. what fitting questions do you have that you want answered? We're going to do a special community mailbag episode.
Right.
We've done two of those.
Right.
And I was just looking through it this week, and those two episodes got us through the first page.
Wait, so how many questions are on this thread?
Well, we're at six pages now.
Holy cow.
We have a lot of work to do to answer them. And, I mean, Steven did a great job the first two, so I said, Steven, we need you. And for him, it's good. He's got some job security now because we got five more pages to go.
We probably have, this is like a 12-parter, Nate.
It could be the longest running sub-series of the Fitting Room podcast.
Of the history.
Yeah.
Right, even longer than the Tinkering series.
I know. I have some more of those in the hopper I'd like to do soon.
Love it.
But for now, we have a lot of questions out there from the community, and we're going to answer them today.
All right, so we have no time to waste. So first thing, if you have a question and you want to ask it and answer it on the Fitting Room podcast, just find the Fitting Room, or the what is it, the Fitting Corner, right?
Fitting Corner.
The Fitting Corner, CallawayGolf.com/community. Ask your question on that thread, and we promise to run through every single question. So this is part three. We have no time to waste, so let's just jump into it right now, Nate.
In the market for new clubs, but aren't sure which ones you should be playing? Head on over to CallawayGolf.com/custom fitting and try out one of our selector tools. It's quick, fun, and pretty much does all the thinking for you. That's CallawayGolf.com/custom fitting. Now back to Nate and AJ.
All right, we are back, and we are back with our main man, Steven Slinger.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on with you?
It's good to be back on here, and definitely appreciate you inviting me back.
Steven, you earned it, buddy. You earned it.
Yeah, sounds good here. What's going on?
I got bombarded with emails, all three of them, that said they want Steven back for part three of this.
I'll take three.
I also promise we will not ask questions about hitting a cut.
Yeah, I don't know if I have the answer for that one, but I've been trying. It's a lifelong search.
All right, AJ, let's dive right in.
Let's get right into it. All right, Todd T. He is asking, if I have +1 length added to my iron, so I take it he means an inch, mm-hmm. will that continue down to my wedges, or should it continue down to his wedges if he's +1 with his irons?
Yeah.
What say you guys? Steven?
That's a good question. You know, without obviously seeing Todd's swing here and things like mm-hmm. that, and seeing his you know, makeup, but just by reading this, I'm assuming he has either short arms or he's really tall, one or two, right?
Right.
So if that's the case, I would 100% agree that you should definitely add that inch to your wedges to make it consistent throughout the bag.
What if he has both? What if he's tall and has short arms?
Well, then he's got really, really long
hopefully
arms.
Someone, you know, fit him right. But.
Right.
No, I would agree with you, Steven. I think just for the consistency in terms of like how you set up to each club.
And the swing weight. You're all about swing weights.
I do love swing weights. Yeah. No, I would agree that the plus one inch should continue in the wedges, as does lie angle. When we had Roger Cleveland on the show, he talked that, you know, if you're playing your irons degree flat, your wedges should as well. There's no reason they shouldn't. They're just extensions of the irons. And then a question we also get is the shafts. Mm-hmm. Should I match the shafts for my irons?
Right.
We recommend that you either match the shafts or go a little softer. So if you're playing extra stiff, in your irons, you could go down to a stiff in your wedges if you felt like it.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely don't go lighter. If you're going to change weights, go a little heavier in the wedges as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And Todd, just from personal experience, I actually had a similar question because I have my irons +0.5 inch. And when I was getting fit, I actually asked one of the fitters here at Callaway that exact question, if I should go a half inch with my wedges. And they actually said yes. So these guys sound like they know what they're talking about. Alrighty, let's go. Number two. Oh, hey, it's Golf Ball Whacker Guy.
Hey
everybody, check me out. Golf Ball Whacker Guy. All right. He asks, with the addition of Toulon design, will there be any way to be fit for a Toulon putter at the Ely Callaway Performance Center or other Callaway Odyssey authorized dealer. So he is interested in our recent acquisition of Toulon Design.
Yes, fine milled putters.
They are incredible. Really great feedback on those so far. But so will consumers be able to test those putters at an authorized dealer?
Yes, of course. One of the things when we acquired the brand, they're fairly small in terms of volume and distribution. And over these couple months since we've acquired them, we've been building inventory. So when we relaunch them to retail back in early 17, there will certainly be demos, certainly be guys being able to fit them, and especially with the Toulon garage, being able to mix and match hosels and weights and all that. We'll certainly have that there, as well as in our own performance centers here at Callaway headquarters. So it's not there yet, but it's certainly coming. And I would say, just in general, no Callaway golf product of that level will ever be sold without being able to be fit properly for it.
Right, right. And have you guys played a Toulon putter yet? Has any of you guys messed around with one?
You know, I haven't put one in play, but I have kind of messed around with one.
Around the office and stuff?
And let me tell you, folks, you got to go try one, because the feel is 100% different than any of the milled putters that are out in the market. Yep. So just take my word for it and try it with a good chrome soft golf ball, preferably.
Yeah. I thought I was pretty fancy when I did my Odyssey putter blog a few months back.
Which you should still go check out, because it's still amazing. If you go to odysseygolf.com, very cool.
And I added some tungsten plugs into my putter, into the 001.
Right.
Thinking I was, you know, super clever adding weight. And then Toulon comes around. He's like, yeah, you could just put in a different sole plate, and I wouldn't have had to get heavy machinery out in order to get my putter the right way. So the ability to custom and fit those putters is literally the same level of customization our tour players get, and so I'm pretty excited about that.
And just a side note, nothing related to this, about Sean Toulon, because he sits like right near all of us. He literally is like 3 feet tall. I would run through a wall for that guy.
Yeah, no.
That guy is a master motivator.
Yeah.
I would literally do anything for that guy. I mean, I would do his laundry if he asked me to do it.
It's a lot of motivation.
Yeah, no. All right, Nate's telling me to keep going, so I'm going to stay on track here. All right, this is from Besh. Besh, I'm curious. He asks, actually. I'm curious to know more about driver length. I normally choke up on my driver as it fits my swing, and the lie seems to improve my setup. Interesting.
Hmm.
Should I chop the driver? I'm meaning take some off the shaft. How is it going to affect swing weight and flex, which it probably will? Or do I just keep choking up? He plays a great big Bertha, 10.5 degrees with a stiff flex. Wow. All right. Loaded question. Why don't you take it kind of one by one there, Steven?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on here. I'm curious to see how much he chokes up by. But let's say, for example, he only chokes up about 0.5 inch. I would definitely keep the length of his driver the way it is.
Yeah.
And just, you know, choke up just a hair. But if we're talking like a couple inches, then it might be a fitting issue at that point.
Yep.
Again, goes back to long, short arms, swing, and so on and so forth. But if you are going to chop it down an inch, it's going to, you know, drastically change the swing weight. You obviously want to put more weight into the head, and it's also going to make the shaft slightly stiffer. And feel-wise, it'll be slightly stiffer. So, in all intents and purposes, you know, you depending on how much you choke up, is that's the kicker. But, Nate, you know, what are you thinking here?
Yeah, will it affect swing weight if he chops it down, Nate?
So, yeah, for every half inch that you reduce it, it'll subtract 3 swing weight points. So that's actually... changing length is a fairly dramatic way to change swing weight. So I agree with you, Steven. I think that if it's working for him and he's hitting it well, and if it's not a ton, then to leave it. Just a quick side note, Anthony Kim, remember Anthony Kim? He grew up playing his dad's clubs when he was a little kid, so we always choked up. And he actually, as a tour player, played mid-sized grips that he choked down on. Because he liked the feel of choking.
That's crazy. That's nuts.
One of the things when you're choking on it and you have a little weight, it's not much, but it's a little weight above your hands.
Right.
That almost does serve as like a little bit of a counterbalance. So it's just a weight you're not used to. If you end up cutting that off, the whole club becomes lighter.
Right.
The swing weight gets to be pretty light. So if it's working, I suggest keep it. If it's more than an inch and a half, then yeah, you probably want to get a driver that's shorter, that the head weight is appropriate, but if it works, don't mess with it.
And, and one thing that I saw on here too is that you know, you made mention here that the lie of the driver seems to improve when you're set up. In theory, that is a good thing. However, typically most drivers are going to be a little more upright to begin with, and the sole purpose is that obviously when you go into impact, the shaft bows out and essentially flattens out the club head. So you actually need the driver to go a little more, be a little bit more upright, mm-hmm. or else you're going to just cut it all day or push it all day.
Okay.
Little tidbit there.
All right. Nice.
Bonus.
All right. Bonus tip. A little bonus. Yeah. All right. We got Daniel J with the next question. He asks, for those of us who are not close to a fitting center like me and who would like to buy direct from Callaway, how do I determine what is the correct putter length for me? So, you know, he doesn't have a Callaway Performance Center near him.
Mm-hmm.
What's his best bet, Nate?
That is a good question.
Yeah.
And not having a ton of information here, it's I think the best way to go about it is his current putter, knowing what length of his current putter is something not quite right. So the goal with any putting stance is to be able to stand in an athletic and natural position where you're not hunched over too much, or don't have the need to choke up too much because the putter's too long. Putter length is one of those things where it's not quite as performance measurable as driver length is or irons length is, and it's a lot of it is a personal preference thing. So for me, it would be pretty much like what putter's using now. And if he was interested in doing so, he could actually post a video. Daniel can post a video of him putting on the Callaway community, and either me, AJ, Steven, or our master staffer Shane LeBaron will take a look at it and kind of give our thoughts about what how his putter length looks based on his putting stroke.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah.
Right. So, do you think another solution would potentially be to just go to a retail store and just test different lengths and see what's comfortable?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, definitely try 33, try 34, try 35. Mm-hmm. But then also, yeah, any store associate can help with that.
Right.
When you go to a performance center, typically you're not getting hooked up to fancy machinery to determine putter length anyway.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, to your point, AJ, I mean, we've got a ton of partners out there that obviously know our fitting protocols, and we've got the tools out there in place in the field. So, mm-hmm. you know, if there's any questions, go to your local retail shop, as Nate alluded to. They're going to know what to do. Or, you know, go see your local pro.
Yeah, good call. All right, next question from our man, Chuck. Chuck H., he asks, I would like to know, having been through a few big box fittings, meaning a retailer like a Dick's or a PGA Tour Superstore, and a full iron fitting at a Callaway Performance Center in Neshannock, New Jersey, how important is being warmed up, and when does the fitting become counterproductive due to fatigue? I've heard of a complete bag fittings taking several hours. They can take several hours, for sure,
if you're doing full bag, right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's true.
Yeah.
In some cases, the big box guys have you swing 10 to 15 times, and you're good to go in their eyes. I would like to think, like a good boxer, you've got to be warm up, and you have to have a sweat going. I need at least 20 to 30 swings to get loosened up and go from there. I did that for an iron fitting at Neshannock, and I was gassed by the time I was done. So Chuck is pretty much looking for what do you right. think, you know, how long should a player warm up? And right. if I were to start this, I would think it varies for a player. I mean, I grew up playing golf, never even going to the range before I played.
Right.
I would literally go to the golf course, either if I hopped the fence or played a tournament in high school or whatever, and would just go play. I didn't need to warm up at all. So, like, for me, I would need maybe 3 swings to warm up.
You're a tough guy.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, like, it's got to vary for different players.
You're a physical specimen.
Right.
This is actually, you know, one of the age-old questions about fitting, and during my time as a fitter, it was the same thing where you reach a point where you're like, hey, man, like, please just come back tomorrow, or, you know, come back after lunch.
Right.
Because, like, but no, I mean, every golfer only has a certain number of bullets in them, and so a good fitter will do their best to make sure, yes, you definitely need to hit some warm-up shots. You don't want to go out cold hitting drivers. Typically in our performance centers, when someone says they want to do full bag, they start with irons.
Right.
Because they'll start with a shorter club, then they'll go to driver, and then they'll fill in the gaps.
Mm-hmm.
And that's typically the process that we do here.
Right. So irons first, short irons even first, before you hit drivers or anything like that.
Yeah, so you normally we'll do 7 irons. Yep. So you can get warm with the 7 iron, hit, you know, 10, 15 shots, get warm, and then look at it. But I think definitely being able to be judicious about where you're going to spend a little extra time.
Yeah.
is obviously the irons and the driver are probably the two most important factors, but not, you know, like not blowing, you know, 30 shots trying to find whether you need a 19 degree hybrid or a 20 degree hybrid is probably a smart way to do that. If you're really concerned about that and you only have a certain number of bullets in you, split them up from day to day. Do irons one day and driver the next.
Yeah. Steven, what about you? What's your warm-up like?
No, I definitely agree with that. I mean, I think in this particular case, I like what Nate had said. I mean, you hit enough shots to get loose. But after that, just hit the shots and kind of work with your fitter. And obviously a good fitter is going to know when you're fatigued and kind of make some recommendations and things like that. But I think a lot of the things that happen, especially, you know, when you go into a fitting, is that a person thinks, or even I've done it too, where it's like you want to have the perfect swing. And in reality, what you're trying to do is get fit to where your shots are more consistent.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
If you don't have your swing that day, it's not the end of the world. You know, you go out there, you hit your shots, and you basically find out more about your game. And then that fitter can actually give you a better recommendation. So don't waste too much time trying to warm up and hit the perfect shot, but just go through the process, and you'll be surprised how much more you'll get out of it.
I love that point that you just made about how some golfers, they go into fittings thinking they need to literally like start hitting perfect shots when, you know, getting fit in the first place, that's why you're there, to start hitting better shots, you know? So, right, don't warm up till you hit the perfect shot or you're just striping it, you know? Right. Just warm up to get loose.
Absolutely.
And that was a great point there, Steven. That's why we brought you on the show. Boom. All right, man? Man, gosh. All right, this is it. Last question. And this question's actually from Ethan, who works in the marketing department.
Oh, hey.
He was definitely trolling this thread and somehow landed on our show. So, but he has a good question, so we're going to we're going to jump on it. All right. So Ethan asks, there are so many data points that one could look at during a fitting. For example, if a golfer isn't extremely familiar with things like spin rate, launch angle, head speed, and ball speed, what should they focus on when they get fit? Can you talk about why this grip may or may not be effective?
That's part two of the question.
Yeah.
He's stuck two in there. So let's start with number one.
Number one, what I like about this, to make it as simple as